I'm Andrea Hope, and this is To Mother.
Episode 42, Baha'i Inspired Children's Music. Hi everyone, I'm Andrea Hope, a poet, a wife, a mother, and Baha'i, among many other things, and this is my podcast, To Mother, where I share my recommendations and insights about parenting with purpose in the modern world. So I share some quotes from the Baha'i writings that inspire me, some practical tips and resources, and sometimes my poetry. Today our episode is about children's music, and this episode actually was inspired because a friend of mine, she's actually a friend through social media, we haven't met in person, but that's one of the benefits of this time period is that there's more virtual events and connections, and so I was able to connect with Victoria Jane Leith through social media, and she actually played a song for my book launch that was last year, I think, for the book To Mother. And so she has some really great songs and resources, and she teaches with musical instruments for children, and I believe she's in the UK. And so she recently came out with a children's album that is kind of like lullaby music. It's mixed in with like sounds of nature, and so it's really calming and peaceful. And so knowing about that album inspired me to look up, you know, other Baha'i inspired children's music. I did know a couple of artists, but really not that many. A lot of times I'm just like looking on YouTube for videos. So I thought, oh, great opportunity to do a podcast episode about children's music and try to get at least 9 resources that I could share with you and have for myself that are specifically songs and albums that were geared towards children and draw from the writings of the Baha'i faith. With that being said, the first quote that I thought of in the writings about music is that there's a quote I've heard a lot growing up that says music is a ladder for the soul. And so I wanted to know where was the context where this quote originally came from because I couldn't remember. So it actually comes from the Kitab-i Aqdas, the most holy book, and I'm going to read the paragraph in which music is mentioned. We have made it lawful for you to listen to music and singing. Take heed, however, lest listening thereto should cause you to overstep the bounds of propriety and dignity. Let your joy be the joy born of my most great name, a name that bringeth rapture to the heart and filleth with ecstasy the minds of all who have drawn nigh unto thee. We verily have made music as a ladder for your souls, a means whereby they may be lifted up unto the realm on high. Make it not, therefore, as wings to self and passion. Truly, we are loath to see you numbered with the foolish. And again, we have made it lawful for you to listen to music and singing. Take heed, however, lest listening thereto should cause you to overstep the bounds of propriety and dignity. Let your joy be the joy born of my most great name, a name that bringeth rapture to the heart, and filleth with ecstasy the minds of all who have drawn nigh unto thee. We verily have made music as a ladder for your souls, a means whereby they may be lifted up unto the realm on high. Make it not, therefore, as wings to self and passion. Truly, we are loath to see you numbered with the foolish. So the section that I was talking about says that music is a ladder for our souls, a means whereby we may be lifted up unto the realm on high. And so that's just a really beautiful quote that talks about the potential of music. And so obviously all music isn't the same, just like all of these things in life that we have to express ourselves are tools that can either elevate us and be used to praise God and to connect us to the spiritual teachings, or they could be used just as powerfully to connect us to materialism or to sexuality or any of these other things. And so I think it's important that the idea that music is a ladder for the soul, that it really has this potential to connect us to the realm on high. But it begins with this take heed that you don't overstep the bounds of propriety and dignity. So it's not saying, you know, just make any kind of music and it doesn't matter what the subject matter is, just music is great and wonderful. It is giving us this caution that we think about, just like with everything, with work as worship and prayer and everything, that we think about our intention and these things. And that's a topic that'll be interesting to engage with our friends, whether Baha'i or not Baha'i, what they think about that. Because I know some people think, oh, it's just music and, you know, it's just the beat or it doesn't really matter. But for me personally, I do see how music, even with my young children, influences how they think, or, you know, just the songs that pop in your head definitely, for me, have an influence on you. Just to give a simple example, like driving. If you're driving in the car and you're listening to like rock music or hip hop music, that definitely puts you in a different mood than if you're driving listening to country music or singer-songwriter music, which my husband calls singer-songwriter music pillow music. So he doesn't like to listen to that kind of music when he's driving, but I like to be in the car and listen to that kind of music that's more like soothing. So it definitely affects how you're driving and your energy, what kind of music you listen to. And similar with working out. When we work out, we usually listen to this upbeat, encouraging music because it helps us like keep going and keep pushing. And if we're working out and we're listening to very slow, sad music, that could really affect our ability to stay motivated and to get our workout done. So yeah, I think we can see the truth in that, that music is one of those things that it subtly influences you even if you're not consciously aware of it. And so how can we make sure that we're using this beautiful, beautiful tool of having music as a ladder for our souls? So that's the inspiration behind what we're going to talk about today. And my Living the Life tip is, of course, to make a Baha'i-inspired playlist for your children. And of course, for my resources, I'm going to get into these albums that I found. And so there's a lot of Baha'i music. I'm sure you know that it has really developed over the last few years with self-publishing mindset and social media and things like that. And so there is a lot of music, but I tried to really focus on the music that is specifically for children. And I do feel like there still is a great need for Baha'i-inspired music for children, especially for those types of nursery rhyme songs that children can easily remember. You know, sometimes the writings can be more difficult because of the words being more advanced for children to remember. So taking a part of their writings or taking the inspiration of the writings and putting them more in a nursery rhyme format, you know, there's all these channels for young children that have these nursery rhymes that we're familiar with. My daughter loves singing Wheels on the Bus and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and there's definitely a lot more room to have Baha'i inspired songs like that. So if you're an artist, I would really encourage you, if this is something that you're interested in at all, to think about ways that you could contribute more to having Baha'i inspired children's music. And so again, as I said, these albums or these resources that I chose are specifically geared towards children. And the first one, I'm just going to start off with doing songs.ruhi.org. So Ruhi.org, I'm sure you're familiar with children's classes and with this resource, but just as a reminder that there are songs recorded on Ruhi.org that have songs that are mentioned in the lesson plans for children's classes. So you can always go there and download the songs for free, and they, you know, have the titles that make it very clear what the songs are about. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is during this list, there's like no particular order. I know that a lot of people have different taste in music, so something that might appeal to you might not appeal to me, you know, and so I don't want to say that this album or this type of music is better or preferred or anything like that, but I just want to put those resources out there. But to help, I am going to give you an idea of the nature of the kind of music it is, because that might help you decide if this is something that you really want to look for or that you think you might enjoy. So I find the Ruhi songs to be more of like folky rock songs. It's more of an 80s vibe to me. I find that there's a lot of soprano tones in that music. So that's kind of what you'll find when you go to Ruhi.org, is that these songs that are kind of 80s folky rock music that are intended for children and are based on the virtues and the Baha'i writings and the Baha'i holy days. There's some songs about the holy days as well. So the next one, number two, I'm going to talk about is Red Grammar. Is also a person, if you have looked up Baha'i children's music at all, I'm sure you've come across Red Grammar because he has so many albums. So I couldn't even like name which album that I'll say. So you can just go to redgrammar.com and look for the link for his songs and his music and see what kind of different albums he has. And they're inspired by the Baha'i writings, of course. And his music is that more kind of nursery rhyme, sing-songy kind of talk music that's easy to sing along with if you're not musically inclined. And so definitely you can check out Red Grammar if you're into that type of music. The next person I'm going to talk about is Victoria Jane Leith, which is the woman, the Baha'i mom that I had mentioned at the very beginning. And so she just came out with her album. You can find it at victoriajaneleith.bandcamp.com. and Make Me to Grow is an album that mixes prayer and the sounds of nature. And like I said, this is a good like lullaby music. It's more calming, soothing type of music, if that is something that you're looking for maybe bedtime or just moments where maybe bath time. I don't know. Our bath time is pretty hectic, but maybe there are moments throughout your day where you'd like to have some more like calm, reflective music or devotional music and things like that. So that's hers. And I should say, I'm going to be mentioning these websites as I go, but of course you can always go to tomother.buzzsprout.com or just go to in the podcast app where you're listening to this podcast and see my resources, and I have links. So it'll be much easier for you to just remember the person's name that you're interested in and click the link instead of having to write down these website links that I'm saying. Number four. So the next person is Max Weigert. Max is a good friend of mine. I met him at the Baha'i World Center. I love Max. And yeah, he's a great guy. And he is at maxweigert.bandcamp.com. And he also has a couple of different albums that you can look at. He works with Cozy Corner, which is a puppet show. So he's done children's music for Cozy Corner. And he's also done an album, So Much to See. But you can check him out there over at Bandcamp. He has a YouTube video from Baha'i Blog for Be Happy that's really popular. So you might have heard of him because of that music. Max's style, I would relate more to commercial pop music. If your children or your family is into boy bands and pop music and that kind of catchy, rhythmic kind of music, then Max would be a great, great person for you all to listen to because it's very much pop music. It very much gives you that vibe of, you know, being able to sing along easily and to have that energy and everything like that. So number five I'm going to mention is At First Light, and it's by Soul Rise Melodies. Their website is soulrisemelodies.com, and their music is, I would say, like pop ballads. This is prayers and writings that are going to provide that devotional music, that kind of slow, like I said before with Victoria, maybe it's good lullaby music. And so that's what you can look forward to hearing from their album, Prayers, and anything where you want to be more directly influenced by the writings of the faith. Number six, it was actually a bit harder for me to find number six. I don't even know where I came across it. I think it was in a Baha'i Moms group. Someone mentioned it, but the album is Favorite Songs from the Family Learning House Kindergarten. So it's quite a long name. So yeah, this one you might definitely want to go to tomother.buzzsprout.com and click the link. I was able to find it on Amazon's digital music or also on YouTube. And so the reason that it came up, I think, is because people are familiar with Martin Kerr, who is a really wonderful singer who sings kind of pop ballad music as well. And so this is an album that he did kind of further back that was specifically towards children's music, and he did it with a woman, Kate Millie. And so, yeah, this is their collaborative album. And again, it's called Favorite Songs from the Family Learning House Kindergarten. So it has Baha'i-inspired music and virtues-based music for kids. My last three resources I found on 9-Star Media. So if you're not familiar with 9-Star Media, it has a lot of audio and musical content. So that's something that you can search by genre and category. So these were three of the artists that were in the children's genre category. So number seven is Genevieve Lobb. I hope I'm saying her last name right. Maybe not. But her album is called Sunshine and You. And this is upbeat pop rock, kind of dance, celebration kind of music. And it's like rockabilly, rock pop music. The next one is from Susan Engel. So Susan Engel actually is my pen pal. And yeah, she used to work for Brilliant Star magazine before she retired. So when you look at her albums, you'll notice probably that the graphics remind you a lot of Brilliant Star magazine because she worked with the artist who illustrates for Brilliant Star. And her album, she has a few of them. So she's collaborated with different people to create these children's albums. And so if you just look up Susan Engel on 9-Star Media, that would be the best way to find it because she's done albums with different people. And this also is a more folky rock kind of 80s music, 80s inspired music. And number 9 is from Mana. The album I'm going to say is Teaching Children. That album is very specific to the Ruhi book and Ruhi lessons about teaching children. And again, I found this on 9 Star Media. This is a group of Pacific Islanders. So there's chanting, there's a lot of upbeat island vibes in this kind of music, and is very unique in terms of the Baha'i music that I found, that it's from Australia and the islands surrounding that area in the Pacific. And so it has both Baha'i writings and passages from Ruhi that they have set to music. So I really hope that these albums are inspiring to you, and that you're encouraged to go check out anyone that you haven't heard from before and create your own Baha'i inspired playlist. That is my goal for this weekend. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention the playlist is sometimes I have been in the situation where I'm thinking of Baha'i inspired music for devotions or for a Baha'i celebration, and I'm not thinking about it in the everyday just listening to music kind of way. You know, like I said, my daughter likes Wheels on the Bus and these different songs that she's learning by heart now just because they're catchy and she hears them so often. And I was thinking, oh, you know, I should also approach Baha'i inspired children's music that way, where it's not something that she only hears at feast or at a devotional, but these are songs that we can just listen to during the day when I'm washing dishes and she's playing. And you can make a slower, more lullaby kind of folky rock playlist, and you can make a more upbeat pop playlist, and, you know, just go from there. Now, to end with, I often do a poem, but this time I wanted to play one of the songs that were from one of these albums. Of course, it was really hard to choose what song to play because there's, you know, all these musicians, and it's like, how do you choose? But I ended up just choosing a song from Victoria Jane Leith, who's my Baha'i mom friend, called Love.
In the heart that is cold, love brings hope to the hopeless and gladdens the hearts of the sorrowful. Abdu'l-Baha, love gives life to the lifeless. Love lights a flame in the heart that is cold. Love brings hope to the hopeless and gladdens the hearts of the sorrowful. Abdu'l-Baha, love brings hope to the sorrowful. Abdu'l-Baha, Abdu'l-Baha, Abdu'l-Baha.
To Mother is an individual initiative and provides only the personal reflections and insights of its creator, that's me. For more information about the Baha'i Faith, including access to the official writings and contacts for Baha'is in your community, please visit Baha'i.org.